On election night, it appeared that Bill Roback Jr. would become the next mayor of Gloversville after defeating incumbent Dayton King at the ballot box. It appeared to be a repeat of the result of the GOP primary 2 months earlier. But it wasn't until 2 weeks later, after a recount, that King came out ahead by only 28 votes in the city of about 15,000. King had thought that he and his administrative staff were out of a job and had already started the transition. Not so fast.
Everybody's relieved. You know, we've been back to work since the 20th, since we knew that I would stay in office, and we're just, you know, moving forward our city.
When it appeared Roback would take the position, the two actually met to discuss city government and next steps, says King. King's victory is also complicated politically. A registered Republican, King was narrowly defeated in the September primary. Roback was endorsed by the Fulton County and Gloversville Republican committees. King remained on the ballot on minor party lines and ultimately won. But now King says his GOP days are over.
I can tell you my relationship with the Republican committee in Gloversville, Fulton County has never been great. And the reason for that is I didn't do what they wanted me to do.
This is not the first time King has won an election after losing a primary. The same thing happened in his first run for mayor 8 years ago. Susan McNeil, chair of the Fulton County Republican Committee, said the party has had a strained relationship with King. She brought up disagreements between King and the party from back when King was appointed to the city body.
The thing was, he didn't like that he wasn't in charge because he thought, being the mayor, that he would be in charge. When it's, no, that's not how it works. We have to go by protocol.
McNeil said she would continue to support Republican members of the city council.
You know, the Republicans will still stand firm on what they believe makes the city better. But if we can work together as a team, that's always the best for the city.
King does not think a lack of party affiliation in city government will affect services.
Locally, nobody cares if a firefighter, a police officer, or the man or woman plowing your streets is a Democrat or Republican, right?
As for what's in Roback's future, he tells WAMC he will remain active in city politics and would consider another run in the future as a Republican.
I brought a lot of awareness to a lot of the city problems that we've had in our city, and I feel that after the general election, there are still a lot of residents that are supportive of me and want me to become mayor of the city of Gloversville.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.